This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 519, How Repetition Raises IELTS Results.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn how many practice tests are required to improve your scores and when repeating tests may help you even more.
Hey, Jessica, how you feeling?
I'm feeling energized, surprisingly. Oh. People, you know, I've had, in the past 2 weeks, I've had a few people, more than a couple, let's say, just ask me like, how are you always so positive? Like, how are you like this all the time? And I'm like, maybe I'm not always, but the ways I get to spend my time is amazing. Yeah. The work that we get to do for you guys is energizing. This is right? Like, makes me excited.
Yeah. And what makes us really excited is to be able to put out awesome tools for you guys to engage you guys more with English, right? I mean, you guys know that we just released, maybe you know, maybe you don't, that we just released a brand new app for iOS. Right?
You guys, this app is so awesome. This app is so good for your English. Mm-hmm. Having this on just the home screen of your phone, just having English a click away at all times. Students are always asking how to immerse themselves in English, right? This is one of those ways.
Exactly, guys. So, you know, a big part of IELTS is your general fluency skills. You know, you do need to know strategies and tactics, but if without the general fluency and the listening skills, you won't get there. So this is how you can, you know, this is what you can add to your study plan in the next 30 to 60 days is going over to the app. And we have exclusive bonus videos that come out every couple times a week. So cool.
Super fun, guys. I've been taking my camera with me just as I move through my life in the past week. And there's some really funny videos that you guys are going to get to see. And it's, you know, it's with me, but also Lindsay and Michelle. We're all taking you around our cities and our lives. So getting this glimpse into the culture, guys, and the natural language that goes along with it. This is pushing you up past that 7, right? Like, this is what you need to do. This is your way in. So, yes, we need the strategies, but at the end of the day, it is an English test as well.
Exactly. So, guys, to get that app, go over to, you can start actually by entering your email at allearsenglish.com/app. That will get you on the list. And then we're going to redirect you over to the app so you can download it if you are an iOS user. Okay, guys, so go get it right away. Get those exclusive bonus video lessons that go down after 2 or 3 days. They are hot, H-O-T.
Why did you spell that?
I don't know. I thought it would be more emphatic.
It does sound exciting. Like, it sounds like a little jingle or something. H-O-T, ha. So, guys, the reason why we started out talking about this today is because we have a lot of upward positive increasing signs, right? Like, things are going well. So many reviews already, 5-star ratings. It's awesome. And this sort of coincides with thinking about how to spend your time, right? How to make sure that you guys are increasing in your IELTS skills with the time you have. So what do we do with that time? We have to be really smart about it. You guys are adults. Maybe you have children as well. Like, there's a lot going on. So we had a good question in our closed Facebook group. A member of our course said, is it better to take one listening test more than 2 or 3 times? So, okay. There's a couple of things here. There's two ways we could sort of interpret this question. One, like, how many practice tests should we take? right? Yeah. Like, how many practice tests and when should we take them? Lindsay, when should students start doing practice tests?
Yeah, well, I think it's silly to take a practice test without building any new strategies, you know, because what are you going to learn if you take a practice test before you really, you know, started moving through our course? You're not going to learn anything, right? You're not going to collect any data, any information. You're not going to test anything. So I would say take the practice test towards the end of your study plan once you've learned new strategies that work.
Yeah. So guys, like really as soon as you finish a module, you can start doing a practice test for that skill, but not before that. You guys really have to, again, like use your time efficiently, use it wisely, right? We know you don't have 10 hours a day to study IELTS. So don't start doing practice tests. It's a waste of time and it could actually be a detriment. It could hurt your performance because, you're not going to do awesomely. You're not going to get the scores you need because you don't know how to do it yet. And then you'll feel bad. And then you're just approaching it at a deficit because you're already like having negative associations. So, but then once you finish that skill, you can start doing practice tests, but no more than 2 or 3 a week. And I know we've had some student success stories on here. And like, I think one student said he did like 50 essays or something. You know what? You have to look at yourself and how you learn. Is that going to help you or hurt you? Everybody's different. And you have to personalize your study plan to make sure that you still are motivated, right? This guy loved to write, so it was fun for him to write essays. That's not true for everyone.
Yeah, no, he is definitely an outlier, right? His situation is a little bit different. I mean, for most people, if they're doing 50 practice tests, they're actually doing the wrong thing, right? They're just trying to overcome their challenges by thinking practice tests are the answer. They're not the answer. They're more of a diagnostic to check how much we've improved, right?
Exactly.
They're not how to improve.
They're a tool and you have to use that tool wisely. That's like, you need so many tools in your briefcase. Nobody carries tools in a briefcase.
I don't carry a briefcase.
In your backpack? Pockets. Wherever you put tools. You need a lot for IELTS. You know, there's so many different facets. This app, our app, this is one of your tools, right? Increasing your listening comprehension, getting comfortable listening to English with no video, right? Listening to more podcasts. That's a tool. Practice tests are another tool, but you have to employ it at the right time. So you don't feel bad about yourself, but also so you're actually learning. Okay.
Yeah.
But then I think what he really meant with this question is, can you use one practice test and do this one practice test 2 or 3 times?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So do you think that's useful, Lindsay, from a learning perspective? Do you think that would be useful? Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. If you are ready to get the IELTS results that you need this year, be just like Brian, our 3 Keys student, who increased his overall IELTS score from a 7 to an 8 using our strategies. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get into our course today.
Well, my potentially biased opinion would be yes. I would say it would be because you can measure how much better you do each time. But as long as we're doing something in between the times we're taking it, right?
Yeah. Well, I think it could, again, like if we look at it as a tool, like as an activity, you need to know the outcome first. So what do you want to get out of it? If you want to improve your listening comprehension, you could listen to the same test 2 or 3 times in a row, you know, like just one right after the other, because then you're practicing understanding. You're going to understand more each time. And so that will help that overall comprehension. But if the outcome you want want is to like practice the strategies.
Okay.
Don't do it one right after the other. Maybe do it like this Monday and then Friday you can repeat it and see if, you know, you get more answers, which you will because it's the second time, but it'll be far enough away that you'll still be able to apply the strategies.
So yeah, so that makes sense. So it depends on knowing what we're using the practice test for. Are we using it for actual like skill building? It sounds like that's the first case. Or are we using it as a tool, as a measurement tool in the second case?
Exactly. So there is definitely benefit, guys, in repetition. One activity that I recommend all of you guys do for speaking part two, and I might have mentioned this before, but I'm going to remind you guys of it because it's so beneficial, is getting one part two card and practicing this one card more than a couple times, like two or three times. Because every time you give this answer, your fluency increases, your confidence increases, you add more details, you use more vocab. And so it's this idea of creating positive associations with the skill or the task, right? And so the more we do that, we're motivated. We know that we can do it. So I think that is very beneficial as well. It's not, I know some students are like, why? But now it's a waste of time. I need to do all the part twos. I need to do 100 different questions a day. But again, like, why? What are you hoping to get out of it? Do you want to increase your fluency? Then repeating one card a couple times is going to give you more benefits than doing like three different cards or whatever.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a false sense of security that students have when they just take a lot of practice tests. You know, and it's a beginner's mistake, right? It's a common mistake. It's a rookie mistake. And we want to make sure you guys are too smart for that. You're too smart for that. You know, that's not going to work. And you know that there's a better way.
I know. I don't remember on which platform it was. I think it was actually Facebook Live. Just to remind you guys, I am on Facebook Live in the All Ears English group. Join the All Ears English group, guys. And I'm on there answering IELTS questions every Thursday at 12 Pacific Standard Time because I live in Portland. So definitely show up and I'll try and get to your questions, guys. But it came up on there. One of the posts was like, I've done all the practice tests from Cambridge 3 to 11 and I still didn't get the scores I need. I'm like, well, so obviously that didn't work. Like, let's think about this from another perspective.
Like, why did you keep going with it? I mean, it's okay. It's a beginner's mistake, but we don't want you guys to do that. There's more, you know, that's why we have a study plan in our course, in our system, the Three Keys IELTS Success System. We show you exactly when to do your practice exercises, when do you do your practice tests, and that's why we guarantee the results.
Exactly. So yeah, guys, if you don't increase your IELTS scores, if you don't see an increase in your IELTS scores after doing everything in our course, you get the money for your course back, but we also pay for your exam. That's how confident we are that our system works. So if you're not in our course, get in, get started with that study plan. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. But if you are already in our course, because I know so many of our amazing students still listen to us, so shout out to Three Keys students. But just to remind you guys, you still need to personalize your study plan. Right? Yeah. So every time you hear us mention an extra activity on the show, I want you to add that to your study plan like immediately. So add the app to your study plan. Yeah. Listen to the All Ears English podcast. Watch these bonus videos. And then also add that part two. Do one card three times. Do that twice a week. You know, these little additions. We talked recently about how to go above and beyond. Like these are two more ways that you can do that.
Yeah. And those are the students that end up on our success page, right? On our page where we have all our success stories is the students who follow the study plan completely. They take it on. They take a proactive approach, which means sometimes adding your own new little activities and obviously, you know, getting feedback from Jessica and the personal coach plan. That's a big part of it. Okay.
Totally. Yeah, because I love giving homework. I've always loved being a student and doing homework myself. Yeah. I get excited that James has homework now. It's just, I love it. So in every personal coach session, guys, I always give you homework. I always tell you more activities to add to your study plan to like focus on your specific strengths, right? How to make those better and how to sort of fill in the gaps if something is difficult. So yeah, that's another way to personalize that study plan is with me.
I love it. I love it. So guys, all movement is upward, guys. You know, it's February, it's January. This is the time to get going. If your vision is to move to another country this year, move your family abroad, get a degree abroad, then this is your plan, right? Jump into our course, into our system that's guaranteed to work for you. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and jump in today. Don't even think about it, guys, because we know it works. You know it works. Just follow it.
Exactly. You've heard it. You know it works. I know. Instead of doing like 5 more practice tests, just get into our course. It's a better use of your time. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Very important question about those practice tests. I like this.
That's a good question.
We're busting some myths. Yeah, it's good. It's good. All right, Jessica, we'll see you back on the show very soon. Thanks for hanging out today.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.